All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I presume you have come back. Maybe there may be a few new listeners joining us. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Yes, the website of American Free Press is at AmericanFreePress.net. But you need to subscribe to the print weekly and get the whole newspaper delivered to your mailbox every week. Before we went to the break, talking about this silly idea that America needs to police the world, that it's our God-given right to do it, that it's the American burden. You know, Mitt Romney and all these Trotskyite communists in Republican circles talk about this thing called American exceptionalism. Well, I could go on at length about that, but basically, folks, it's imperialism. It's the New World Order. It's the idea that we have to enforce our particular brand of quote-unquote Americanism on the world, and it's no coincidence that the primary advocates of this are a bunch of Trotskyite communists who call themselves conservatives. People such as David Gellerner, William Crystal, Marshall Whitman, a whole host of other criminals, thugs, thieves, marauders, who now dictate the course of Republican affairs. But you know what? Right in today's Washington Post, there's an article by David Ignatius entitled American Power Within Limits. Now, David Ignatius is Jewish, but he is one of the few mainstream media correspondents over the years whom I have seen written honestly about Israel's explosive nuclear weapons program, about Israel's misdeeds in the Middle East. And in this issue of the Washington Post, today's Washington Post, he's talking about an article that was published in the current issue of the Washington Quarterly, which is published by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. That's one of these globally oriented think tanks, which occasionally do say a few good things. Well, the article that he's talking about is entitled The Risks of Ignoring Strategic Insolvency. Woo! That's a title and a half. The author is Michael Mazar, M-A-Z-A-R-R. He's a professor of strategy at the National War College. And this is what Ignatius says. The article poses the basic question of whether American power needs to be, quote-unquote, resized to fit a changing world. If the United States fails to trim its ambitions and tries to stretch its resources ever further to cover all its traditional commitments, the article contends it is doomed to failure and with the inevitable consequence that the fabric of American power will rip. Now, in other words, that'll be the end of America. That'll be the end of America as a force of any kind in the world. Maybe they don't put it as apocalyptically as that, folks. I haven't read the article, but essentially that's what we're saying here. And that's when those of you who think that Mitt Romney's American exceptionalism is a good thing and that's what America needs to do, just like the British Empire enforced British morality around the world, brought civilization to the world. A lot of you out there believe that. I know that you do, but I don't think that's the case at all. This is what we're up against. Is America going to try to rule the world, or is America going to come on home and look after its own people? Stay tuned. A few more comments about this when we come back. And a tribute to a great American who is no longer with us. Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you not to read between the lines.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Before we went to the break, I was quoting from an article by David Ignatius in today's Washington Post. His last name is spelled I-G-N-A-T-I-U-S. And yes, he is Jewish, and I'm pleased to cite what he said because I enjoy a lot of what David Ignatius writes. He shows a lot of wisdom, and he doesn't go along with the rest of the crowd. He comments about Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. He says, "What bothers me about this campaign is that both candidates prefer the safe shibboleths of American power to a serious discussion. Romney espouses the traditional 21-gun salute version with a vision of a, quote-unquote, shining city on a hill and a unique calling to global leadership. And he talks about increasing the military budget as if that's axiomatically a good thing. But he doesn't explain how we'll pay for this five-course meal of power or how the country will digest it." Good writing there, folks, and unfortunately presents some very real truth about this horrible, horrible rat named Mitt Romney, who is surrounded by these Trotskyite communists who want to get us into all sorts of shooting wars all over the planet to enforce American exceptionalism. Now, here's what he says about Obama, and I think this is very true and most unfortunate. He says, "My guess is that Obama, deep down, favors a more restrained version of American power, but he rarely says so in public. To speak openly about reduced global ambitions might sound un-American. So he, too, gets sucked into the strategic vision of an unbounded nation that will, in John F. Kennedy's immortal but outdated words, quote-unquote, pay any price, bear any burden. Now, this is interesting, folks, because this ties in precisely what I talked about on this program a few weeks ago in reviewing that garbage propaganda film for the New World Order called Obama's America 2016 by the now disgraced Dinesh D'Souza. I don't know if you heard about his little scandal. I'm not even going to bother getting into that. But in that film, it suggested that Obama was anti-American because Obama didn't think the United States should be spending trillions of dollars policing the world. That was considered communistic, anti-American, anti-colonialist, etc., etc. What it really means is, folks, that if that is what Obama thinks, it's against the New World Order. And that's what I keep trying to tell you people, that the New World Order is being carried out, has been carried out through these imperial policies that the United States is pursuing. And it will be carried out if Mitt Romney is elected president and pursues the policies that he has been talking about. I know a lot of that is hard to digest, but that is what it is, folks. That's what it's really all about. I know it goes against the grain of what you like to think of as conservative and liberal. I know you like to worry about the United Nations, but the Jews and the New World Order crowd threw the United States into the garbage, flushed it down the toilet, to use a Yiddish term of phrase. They abandoned the United Nations a long time ago. So that's where we stand, folks. But, you know, we just lost an American. You know, I supported him for president in 1972, George McGovern. I supported George McGovern because I was against the Vietnam War. And, frankly, I didn't want to get drafted. A few years away from being drafted, of course, but I didn't know how long the war was going to go on. But I was instinctively anti-war, folks, and I supported George McGovern. Now, by about 1976 or 1977, I started getting caught up in Republican conservative politics. I'll tell you why, folks. It's very interesting. I'll tell you how I ended up as a conservative. As a young man, I had done a lot of reading about a lot of things politically, and I had concluded that in many respects, the system that Adolf Hitler had established in Germany was a system that worked for a country. Now, obviously, the United States is a much bigger, much more diverse country than Germany. But it occurred to me, it sounded to me like Hitler had a pretty good thing going. I know those of you who are followers of Alex Jones just find that hard to believe because you think there was this horrible police state and that everybody was being thrown into concentration camps. And we're not talking about the Holocaust here, folks. We're just talking about the system in general. Well, around that time, I kept hearing that, well, the Republicans were the fascists and the Nazis. That was the refrain in the media, and that Republican conservatives like Ronald Reagan were American versions of Nazism. So I said, well, I guess that means I'm a conservative Republican. So I put on my conservative Republican hat. That's what I thought was the thing. But, you know, I continued my pursuit of truth. And I began to read and realize that there was absolutely no relationship between Republican conservatism and any variation of what Adolf Hitler had established in Germany under National Socialism. I hear some of you getting all bent out of shape because of that term socialism. Well, get bent out of shape, folks. But be that as it may, I soon began to start looking at Republican Party policies, and it's just gotten worse by the years, folks. Not that the Democrats are by any means a real alternative, but, I mean, the Republicans, I mean, yeah, they want to fight wars all over the world. They think that's Americanism, you know. Boo-hoo-hoo, wave the flag, you know. Kill a couple more Americans and bring the corpses home or bring these butchered boys and girls, men and women home and salute them, and then of course cut their veterans' benefits and their medical benefits. It really all came to the fore during the years of George W. Bush. But, you know, as I say, I began to realize here that that this whole aspect of what I thought was republicanism was, well, what is republicanism has nothing to do with really taking care of the nation as a whole. But during that time frame, when I was buying into all this Republican rhetoric, I suddenly was starting to think and say that, well, George McGovern, the presidential candidate that I had supported in 1972, George McGovern, I thought, was a communist. At the very worst, he was a socialist and a liberal who was, you know, didn't want America to win. And, you know, I mean, I started buying into it. I couldn't justify it in my own mind, but I bought into it. And I remember in 1980 when George McGovern was defeated for re-election, I cheered. I regret cheering for the defeat of George McGovern because in the last 20 years or so, I've been able to look back, see the error of my ways, and see that George McGovern was a pretty good guy. You know, it kind of reminds me of this old song by the Byrds, titled My Back Pages, I think the name of it is. The lyrics were written by Bob Dylan. Yes, I know, he's a communist Jew, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's a great song. Look it up on YouTube. Titled My Back Pages, but more particularly, look up the lyrics, because the lyrics are quite profound. They kind of reflect upon things, how you begin to see things as they really are as you get older. And, you know, as I got older, of course, I did a lot more research, and, you know, I started to discover things about George McGovern that I wish I had known back in 1980, when I was cheering his re-election defeat. Well, George McGovern just died here, folks, as I guess you know, at the age of 90. And, you know, in my book, The Confessions of an Anti-Semite, I wrote about George McGovern trying to explain to my readers how, again, in even such a thing as this, if we really look behind the scenes and look at how things really are, they're not always as they appear in the public perception. And George McGovern is a very good illustration of that, folks. Very, very good illustration of that. And while I'm not necessarily certain that he should have been elected president in 1972, I have some rather fond thoughts about Richard Nixon, and I've written favorably about Richard Nixon. I guess I just have to say that there were more reasons to support McGovern than even I realized at the time. Now, when we come back, we are going to be getting ready to go to the break here in a little bit. I'm going to read to you some excerpts from my book, The Confessions of an Anti-Semite, where I talk about George McGovern. But I think it's interesting to note, as I was telling Mark Glenn earlier, that the obituaries of McGovern that are appearing in the media, you know, they're all very favorable to him, and they talk about how even though he opposed Vietnam, that he was a fighter pilot in World War II, and he wishes he had bombed Auschwitz, you know, to save all the poor Jews, all the standard things. What the media reports are not mentioning is that George McGovern, after he left the United States Senate, was an open public critic of Israel. A very forthright critic, ladies and gentlemen, to the point that from 1991 to 1997, he was a president of a group called the Middle East Policy Center. And that is a group that has been long very critical of Israel. That is interesting in and of itself. Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you not to read between the lines. Don't answer it!
tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Michael Collins Piper here talking about George McGovern. The truth about George McGovern. The good things about George McGovern. So many of you I know think of him as a communist and a liberal and a socialist and a this and that, but much more to the story. And as a brief digression, I'll remind you that I was commenting here about how the obituaries have very carefully deleted George McGovern's criticisms of Israel. Same thing happened with Charles Percy. Back in the 1960s and 1970s, Charles Percy was this liberal Republican senator from Illinois. In fact, his daughter married into the Rockefeller family, Sharon Percy Rockefeller, is the wife of Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia. Well, Charles Percy, every 4 years, was hailed as the next president of the United States. They said, oh, yeah, it's, the liberal media said, oh, yeah, Percy's one of these moderate Republicans who's going to save the Republican Party from reactionary conservatism and bring great progress and civil rights and all sorts of wonderful things like apple pie to the American people. Every 4 years. But then Charles Percy did something. He said, oh, my God, the Palestinians are people, too. And all of a sudden, Charles Percy was driven out of office. Tons and tons of Jewish money flooded in Illinois and knocked Charles Percy out of the box. This is a guy that every four years, the Jewish-controlled media said he was the best thing since bagels. Best things in pumpernickel bagels with cream cheese and chives. And then they turned on him. And then when Percy died a year or so ago, big, long obituaries talking about what a great liberal he was. And, you know, he was a vanguard of liberalism and progressive-minded thinking. But they very carefully failed to mention that he had emerged as a forthright critic of Israel, as a defender of the Palestinian Christians and the Palestinian Muslims, and an advocate for humanity in the Middle East. Well, that's what's happening here with George McGovern. Well, let me read to you from my book, The Confessions of an Anti-Semite. While there are many Americans who think that the liberals and the blacks and the Jews were the primary base of support for George McGovern in 1972, there's much more to the story. In his 1974 book, Jews in American Politics, described, probably correctly, as the first mainstream work to investigate with the publishers called The Amazing Role Jews Play in American Politics, longtime Washington Post correspondent Stephen Isaacs explored the little-known point that, in fact, quote-unquote, the Jews were not quite so enamored with McGovern, and for reasons which are revealing indeed. A so-called, quote-unquote, New York intellectual, according to Isaacs, and yes, that means a Jewish intellectual, was quoted by Isaacs as having said of McGovern that the senator, quote, reminded the Jews of America's only homegrown anti-Semites, the populists. When McGovern went about inveighing against the, quote-unquote, interests, according to Isaacs, quote, somehow it sounded the Jews as if he were talking about them. Their concern about McGovern was the simple notion that Jews have figured in the life of big city goyim. They haven't figured in the life of small town South Dakota. And so he, that is McGovern, had no personal stake in Jews. In short, they saw McGovern as a dumb goy, a Midwestern preacher, and he gave them bad vibes. Even Hyman Bookbinder, Washington representative of the American Jewish Committee, warned that McGovern's support for quotas for blacks in hiring and education was something upsetting to Jewish interests. Again, a revelation to those who have missed the point that, contrary to the popular image, the Jews have not been quite the quote-unquote allies of the blacks in the civil rights cause, as many have so wrongly believed. McGovern also roiled the Jews by suggesting that a path to Middle East peace would be through what he favored, a negotiated peace under the auspices of the United Nations. As one writer noted, quote, for that, McGovern fumbled away Jewish money and Jewish votes. He did not seem to know that Jews considered the UN to be as great an enemy of Israel as the Arabs. It did not take long for word to race through the Jewish community that McGovern would not be good for Israel. Very, very interesting, needless to say. And it's no coincidence that Martin Peretz, this hardline, no-good-nick, who is a major supporter of Israel, longtime publisher of the New Republic, he was quoted in Rupert Murdoch's Zionist Wall Street Journal back in August as saying that the reason why he bought the New Republic was to use that magazine to take control of the Democratic Party back from the McGovernites. The McGovernites, who are they, folks? Oh, yeah, I know, you're saying they're a bunch of communists and liberals. No, folks, the McGovernites had this rather peculiar philosophy that George McGovern expressed in his campaign, Come Home, America. Get the hell out of Southeast Asia. Stop killing Americans and stop killing the Asians and come home and fix what's broke here instead of trying to fix things that will never be fixed abroad. Come home, America. That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying all my life. Is that communistic? Is it?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have a couple callers that we'll go to them momentarily, but some parting words on George McGovern. You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, so many of us, I'm sure many of you thought, too, that George McGovern was a communist. I didn't think it at first, you know, in 1972 when I supported him, but, you know, later I was led to believe that it was the communists who, in America, who opposed U.S. involvement in Vietnam and that they were the bad people, you know. Well, you know, I'm doing some reading here the other night, actually the night, last night, and not even thinking about George McGovern at the time. In fact, I didn't even know he died, or I guess he was on his deathbed, whatever. But I found that an amazing number of people who were unquestionably anti-communists, people who were for America First, people who had stood in opposition to U.S. involvement in that insane, genocidal, no-win, needless, foolish war called World War II. Forgive me, Alex Jones, but repeat after me. World War II, Alex, was a war that need not and should not have been fought. So many of these people also said it would be a mistake for the United States to get involved in a war in Southeast Asia. And they were saying this in the late 40s and in the 1950s. Colonel Robert McCormick, the grand old man who published the Chicago Tribune, said it. Ambassador Joe Kennedy, God, what a hell of a president he would have made. Joe Kennedy, the father of Jack Kennedy. Ambassador Kennedy said it. Douglas MacArthur said it, ladies and gentlemen. God, the list goes on and on. These people were not communists. definitely not communist, ladies and gentlemen. They were saying in advance what George McGovern said after the fact. Get the hell out of Southeast Asia. Oh, yeah. Maybe we had to break some commitments, folks, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's life. Nothing communist about it, ladies and gentlemen. God bless George McGovern. He was opposed to an American empire, just as good people all around the world were opposed to that Yiddish empire known as the British Empire. And I will tell you about a fascinating new book that I just picked up by Richard Gott, G-O-T-T, published by Verso Books. Their website, by the way, is versobooks.com. And this book is entitled Britain's Empire, Resistance, Repression, and Revolt. And I'm going to read to you from the back of it. Contrary to nationalist legend and schoolboy history lessons, I don't like the use of the term nationalist there, but that's the term they use. Contrary to nationalist legend and schoolboy history lessons, the British Empire was not a great civilizing power bringing light to the darker corners of the earth. Richard Gott's magisterial work recounts the empire's misdeeds from the beginning of the 18th century to the Indian Mutiny, spanning the red-patched imperial globe from Ireland to Australia, telling a story of almost continuous colonialist violence. Recounting events from the perspective of the colonized, Gott unearthed the all-but-forgotten stories excluded from mainstream British histories. Richard Drayton of The Guardian says, Gott's achievement is to show, as no historian has done before, that violence was a central, constant, and ubiquitous part of the making and keeping of the British Empire. Well, the British Empire was the Rothschild Empire, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know a lot of people out there say that the British Empire was the triumph of white Western Christian civilization. I don't think that it was. I always say that the British Museum is no more a tribute to Rothschild thievery in the occupied countries all over the planet. And that's exactly what it was, ladies and gentlemen. I know that's sacrilegious talk in the minds of many people, but you know what? That's why I cheered in the theater when I was watching Dinesh D'Souza's film on Barack Obama, where it was announced with great horror that one of Barack Obama's first acts upon assuming the Oval Office was to remove from the White House a bust of Winston Churchill, who, as you should know, if you don't know, was one of the greatest war criminals, one of the greatest warmongers in history. That having been said, folks, and you'll forgive me here, I'm choking a little bit. We're going to go to the phones, and I'm going to bring up our first caller, John from Arizona. John, welcome aboard. Thank you for your patience.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
How you doing tonight, John?
Pretty good. I've read your book, The New Babylon, and I'm starting to see the writing on the walls. I don't know if there's any way to beat these guys because they've got both political parties tied up on both sides. They've got the Tea Party, the Koch brothers that have financed the Tea Party. And you've got George Soros on the left financing the Democratic Party. And then they've got all the Jews got the media tied up. I don't understand how to even beat these guys.
Well, you know what it's going to come down to? It comes down to what the late Paquita de Shishmaref, author of the book Waters Flowing Eastward, written under the name Al Fry, what Mrs. de Shishmaref said. The Jews have no sense of timing, and the Jews have no sense of proportion. It's also similar to what the mother of my longtime publisher and friend Willis Cotto used to tell him when he was a kid. She used to tell him that the Jews always get themselves in trouble. And I think, and you know, it's funny, even Willis didn't even understand that when he went proudly marching off to war to beat Adolf Hitler, only to get a bullet from the Japanese in the process, and a nice purple heart to bring home to hang on his living room wall. I think, John, what it comes down to is that the Jews keep on pushing, the Jews keep on grabbing, and what it's going to come down to is that they may wreck things before people start breaking, smashing, and plundering their media monopoly, their banks, their exercise of control. I've always said if we have a revolution in this country, and I hope we do, if we can't take it back by the ballot box, if we have to take it by the ammo box, the people who are going to lead the revolution will be some of these soldiers who've come back without arms and legs and eyes and other body parts left behind in the sands of the Middle East. They're going to be the people who will surround Congress. They'll be the people who will surround the White House. They're the people who will seize control of the Federal Reserve Bank. They're the people who will march up on the steps of the Washington Post and the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times and the Wall Street Journal. They're going to be the people who, with the arms, will stand up. And you know what, John? I also think, too, that what's happening right now, we have very high-ranking people in the military who are whispering in the ears of Barack Obama and telling him, no, well, they're not just whispering in Barack Obama's ears, John. They're going public. Former high-ranking military people, diplomats, intelligence officers, they are saying, don't get us involved in a war in the Middle East. Don't get us involved in a war against Iran. Don't let the Israelis pull off another USS Liberty and try to trick us into a war in the Middle East. They're saying it publicly, and believe me, if they're saying it publicly, they're also saying it privately.
Yeah, but
so we may have a situation where the military is going to have to step in and say enough is enough, and if that's what it takes, by God, I hope to God they'll do it.
Do you honestly think the military or the lower brass knows what's really going on?
John, I'll tell you what, I've talked to enough ex-military people. Just people I know, they understand what's going on. The top brass knows what's going on. There's a lot of people who don't know, who just take their orders. There's a few people in the military who enjoy what they're doing. But I can tell you, though, that there's enough people speaking out. I mean, John, think about it. These are the people who do the fighting and the dying. These are the people who lose their knees and other parts of the body, north and south of the knees. You know, these are the people who really understand it. And once they get over there, they're able to look at things. Not all of them, of course, but I think there's enough people there. And, John, if we get ourselves into a nice, good old shooting war with Iran, and a bigger war breaks out, if there's retaliation against Americans, people are going to start saying, what the hell are we doing there in the first place? And maybe that's what we need.
Right.
You know, I like to, you know, I'll tell you, we've got to think, you know, this is the problem. This is one of the problems with Alex Jones, coming back to that garbage man, you know.
I listened to him for years, and I've quit listening to him because after reading your book, and then I did read part of Waters Flowing Eastward, and I learned about the Protocols Elders of Zion, and he totally ignores all that information. In fact, I've tried posting that information to wake people up on his website, and they put on their website it's waiting moderation, so they don't want this information known on his website, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Alex would have us believe in many respects that we are completely surrounded, that there's nothing we can do, that the truth is they do have this immense power over both the political parties, but you know, they're not completely in control. And we do have the Internet, as bad as it can be, with all the garbage that's out there. There's so many people out there talking and saying the right things. And, you know, I continue to be amazed at the number of people who, and I've mentioned this before in the program, people who find out, people in my neighborhood, people of casual acquaintance, friends of friends, who find out who I am and what I do. And then they come to me and they say, hey, you know, I agree with you. I mean, sometimes I find it's almost like turning on a spigot that you can't turn off, because these people have found somebody that they want to talk to, because they understand what's going on, and they're glad to hear that there's somebody else out there who thinks like they do. And they're always surprised to find that the people are out there. And more all over the country, John, people are talking among themselves. Now, you find people like my friend, the Big Shot Lawyer. You know, he instinctively, you know, I mean, he does understand what's going on, but at the same time, he is bombarded by Fox News and by all this Zionist garbage that passes for news, you know. These people are out there that have been brainwashed to a certain degree. But there's a lot of other people out there. Different faces are coming to mind, people I know personally. It's always amazed me to find out what they know and how they've come to know what they know. And, you know, they don't all read American Free Press, and they don't all listen to Republic Broadcasting, but these people absorb it on their own and figure it out on their own by just observing what's happening. So I like to think that there's hope, because if there is no hope, we might as well just all, you know, put our heads in the oven and turn on the gas. And then have a real Holocaust, you know?
Well,
you follow my thinking, John.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I think if there was to be a revolution in this country, though, it would come from top down. It wouldn't come from the people, because obviously they've infiltrated most of the, like I said, the Tea Party.
Oh, right. You know, but like I say, yeah, that's what I tend to think. That's exactly what I tend to think it's going to be, that there will be a revolution from the top down. But the thing is, that's why it's important for all of us out here, all us little guys, to keep on talking and to keep on letting the big guys behind the scenes, the guys in the military and the CIA, and the very big contacts they have at the highest levels, we got to let them know that we will give them their support. When they decide to say no, when they decide to say never again, when they decide to say enough is enough, they have to be assured. They have to be assured that we will be there to support them.
Right. All right, well, thanks, Mike.
All right, John, good to hear from you again.
You
take care of yourself.
Yep, bye.
Yeah, folks, I think there's hope. You know, it often looks as though the glass is half empty, but I like to think of it as being half full, to use that tired and worn expression, but I really think it does mean a lot. All right, we have one more caller here. We have Fred from Michigan. I'm going to go ahead and bring up Fred, but warn him we do have a break coming up. Fred, come aboard.
Thank you. It's an honor, a distinct honor, to be able to correspond with you here, Michael.
You are
one of the greatest patriot Americans I've ever heard.
Well, that's very nice, but there's a lot of other people out there who've been doing a lot of what I've been doing for much, much longer, but I appreciate that.
Well, and when you were speaking, as you have been so eloquently, regarding the status of our once great country, I recall the interview that John Detmiller did with Edwin Vieira.
Okay.
And with the previous caller, I'm a partially disabled vet. And,
okay, you know what it's about then, all right?
Well, the funny thing is, though, you know, the military does not instruct us at all regarding U.S. Constitution relative to militias. And when I heard Edwin Vieira speak to that issue and how it goes all the way back in time, and then I did some due diligence and discovered the Revolutionary War Veterans Association. I would tell your previous caller to contact American Free Press, get the mini AFP. This is what I've done. Get the mini AFP. Start handing that out to people. Maybe add some additional website like oldkeepers.org, Stuart Rhodes, for instance. Edwin Vieira, you know, he's got the books Constitutional Homeland Security, Pieces of Eight, Dethroning the Imperialist Judiciary. What do you think about all that, Michael? What do you think about Edwin
Oh, he's a good man. He's been around for a long, long time. I can remember his name going way back, and he's built a real solid following around the country among people who understand what he understands. And that is, I tell you what, his message is very, very simple, but it's very, very precise. And it's no different. Well, there we go. Hold on, folks. We have the final break coming up. We'll bring back Fred from Michigan when we return.
We'll send you Fantastics from New York. Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you not to read between the lines.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the program here tonight. We have Fred from Michigan on with us. We're talking about... Is his name pronounced Vieira or Vira? I've never been clear on that.
I'm going on what I heard, Michael, Vieira.
Vieira, okay. Yeah, I've heard it pronounced so many different ways, and I guess I never really thought about how it's pronounced correctly. Yeah, he has been around for a long, long time. There are people who will quibble with him over, the issue of gold versus silver versus paper money and so forth, but on the whole, I think he's on the right track. He understands what's going on. And like I say, there are so many good people out there who are doing so many important things. And they're getting the word out there. And, like I say, with the Internet, for better or for worse, there's a lot of people who are awakening to the realities of what's happening in the world today. And I have to think that in the end we're going to win. It may be a struggle and it may be a bloody struggle, but I think we're going to win.
And I tell you what, Michael, I brought up Edwin Vieira because of his books, particularly Constitutional Homeland Security. When I see what the DHS has been doing since 9/11, it's obvious. It's obvious. It's an internal KGB style police state, and the Israeli Mossad is obviously crucially involved in that. So the way I see it, the military certainly would welcome true blue American patriot support at the grassroots level. So when I discovered the Revolutionary War Veterans Association and the fact is they've got this Appleseed Project well established, I'm now motivated in my county to reach out to my fellow veterans to establish that program. It's a marksmanship training program for people, even those who might be handicapped. So the backbone of defense for our homeland is all able-bodied American patriots.
Well, that's absolutely right. The bottom line of it is, yeah, we're the people who are ultimately, it's our homeland and it's our security, you know, and that's exactly right. I mean, it's, you know, it all comes down, that's what the Constitution, you know, this whole debate over the Second Amendment, they put that Second Amendment in there for the classic reason of homeland security, for the people to protect themselves. And, you know, that's what it all comes down to. And, in the end, we may have to do it. But I'm hoping, as I say, that the people who do have the guns, the people who are expected to fight these foolish wars that have nothing to do with America, have nothing to do with our borders, have nothing to do with our homeland security, they're the ones who are done. They're the ones who now have the capacity of saying enough is enough. So with the support of the grassroots in this country, they can turn things around, and if necessary, I hope they'll do it.
Hoorah. They will. Well, we will. And I just want to emphasize to the audience, especially the previous caller, you know, like you said, there's always hope. And what I see, Edwin Vieira, and I'm in the process of acquiring his books, and I'm going to be promoting those just like yours and the American Free Press. We have all the keys we need for intelligence right there, Michael.
I appreciate that, and I think you're right. We've just got to keep on fighting as best we can, and thank God we have forums like American Free Press and certainly republicbroadcasting.org to get the word out there.
Amen.
Thanks so much for your call. Thanks to John Statmiller and RBN for making this program possible. Have a good week, folks. Let us pray. We need to, believe me. In